Now back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show, which is presented to you by Power Planter Earth Augers, the official digging tool. To find the right size for your digging project, visit powerplanter.com. Now here are your hosts, Joey and Holly Baird.
Welcome back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show. If you got a question, you can submit it. You can send it over. You can give us a call at 1-800-927-SHOW, toll-free nationwide if you want to drop us a line there. Or if you don't want to call us, you can send us an email at gardentalkradio@gmail.com. Either way, you're going to get connected to us, and we're going to help you with your situation in your garden, on your landscape, on your property. Here are a couple of questions came in. We'll see how many we get through. Here's one, Holly. My cucumber plants do not look healthy. The leaves are yellow, spotty on them, and I've not noticed any pests on the plants. Again, anything I should do? Should I be looking for? What's the cause of the spottiness? Are they going to survive?
Well, that is typically a bacterial or fungal problem. So one fungal problem that cucumbers often get is called anthracnose. I think that's how you say it. It's a fungus, and it's prevalent in wet and warm conditions. It can overwinter in fallen vines, leaves, and other plant debris, and it will release the spores in the springtime to infect new plants. So one thing is that you want to make sure you're trellising your cucumber plants and also spacing them apart properly. And then if you do get this year after year, you want to make sure that when you pull those plants out, you throw them into the trash and not into a compost.
And you can remove up to 25% of the leaves on the plant in order to get rid of those lower leaves. And that's what I would recommend. That's what I did to your sister's cucumber plants, Holly, this past week, was she was developing some of those spottiness on the lower leaves. So I removed those lower leaves, and will greatly reduce the impact that it will have on the overall health of the plant. All right. Next one. I have holes being eaten in my bok choy. What is doing this, and how can I get it to stop?
So this is caused by the flea beetle. And no, they're not fleas. They only bite the plants. They don't bite people. And so what you can do is you can make a homemade spray for these flea beetles. You take 2 cups of rubbing alcohol, 5 cups of water, and 1 tablespoon of liquid dish soap. So something you want to use a non-detergent soap, so like a liquid dish soap. And then you can test out the mixture on the leaf of the plant, let it sit overnight, and then if you don't notice any adverse effects, then you can spray on the rest of the plants.
Well, that's the key here with any home remedy. Yeah, they do work. However, if you're not doing it correctly, it's like when you paint something, you put it, you know, you do it in the backside where nobody can see it to see if the color blends into the wood, right? Same thing with the plant. You just don't soak the sucker down because you may kill it.
Right. You want to keep that in mind.
You want to kill the bugs, not the plant.
Yeah. And most home remedies that include liquid soap and water are going to be fine, but this one has that rubbing alcohol.
Be cautious instead of upset because the plant's dead. Was that the whole recipe, was it not?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Is there an organic method, to keep cabbage worms off my kale and cabbages other than plucking them off every day by hand? Well, you can apply diatomaceous earth. You can get some food-grade diatomaceous earth and sprinkle it on the plants where the cabbage worms are spotted. The diatomaceous earth, or DE is what it's called. It's a powder, and it will kill the cabbage worms by piercing their bodies. It's a horrible thing, but that's what you got to do. You can set up barriers, like at the time of planting, you can put small netting over the cabbage plants, because if you have too large of holes, it's not the butterflies will fly right in and do their thing. You've not really done anything in helping the procedure here. You can dust the leaves with cornmeal. Another added benefit to cornmeal. You can
set up a moth barrier.
Right.
And they lay eggs a couple times a year. So you can get, it's called a moth netting typically. Mm-hmm. And it's just like a really kind of fine netting. It's very light and flowy. You just put it over the plants, but it prevents those moths from laying their eggs to cause more issues.
So here's the concept of the cornmeal. You can use any type of cornmeal. The premise is the cornmeal, you sprinkle it there, they eat it, they swell up and eventually die. Organic all-purpose flour may also work. So obviously it's much easier to try to utilize some of these home practices rather than going and buying chemicals or even organic products when you may be able to fix it at home on yourself. There's natural sprays in which you can use. You can also introduce beneficial insects in that realm as well when it comes to cabbage worms, cabbage moths, all of those things. But again, you know, be cautious, be smart, don't overapply, follow the recommended rates. And here's the other thing. If you've got XYZ problem and you find a home remedy, check and see if there's other locations on the internet. It's on computers now that you can see that other people or other sources are relaying that same type of information. Because if you get a website and it says use bleach to do this, that may not be the best thing if nobody else in the world has said use bleach to do this. So we want your garden to be healthy and happy and productive, but we also want you to be smart about the applications in which you are applying in your garden.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.